Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Mizmor Mem Chet, Psalm 48. Psalm 48 can be split into four sections with a question about verse 9. Verses 1 to 4 praise God, not as God over the children of Israel, not as a personal savior, but for his constant connection to and guardianship over the land of Israel, his holy mountain, Jerusalem. Shir Mizmor Livnei Korach, Gadol Adonai Olam Ha'od, Be'ir Eloheinu Har Kodesho. Yifeinos misos kol ha'aretz har tzion yarkatei tzafon kiryat melech rav. Elohim ba'amonotea noda lamizgav. Song of the Psalms of the sons of Korach. Great is the Lord and highly we praise in the city of our God, the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north. The city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. Verses 5 to 8 describe an historical event, or perhaps a collage of historical events. They describe what happens when an external force attempts to conquer Jerusalem despite God's protection. Armies shudder, nations are repelled, kings are frightened, no one will penetrate its borders. Re'adam, re'ada achazatam sham, chil keyoleda. Beruch kadim tishaber oniot tashish. Behold, the kings were assembled. They came on together. As soon as they saw it, they were astounded. They were frightened. They fled away. Fear took hold of them. You break the ships of Tarshish with an eastern wind. And then there's verse 9. Kasher shamanu ken ra'inu, b'yir Adonai tzvaot, b'yir Eloheinu, Elohim yichonenenu ad olam sela. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of the Lord, in the city of our God, God will establish it forever, Selah. Verses 10 to 12 call out to God directly, as if to say, we have praised God. We have seen the historical glory of God and the miracles he has performed for his land. Now we look to you, God, and praise you for your unbending kindness. Know that your righteousness is proclaimed throughout the land itself rejoices. Deminu Elohim Chazdecha, return directly to God. Bekeratecha lecha. Kishimcha Elohim ken tilatcha, katzvei aretz tzedek mala yiminecha. Yismach haretzion tagel nabenot yuda leman mishpatecha. The final section of our psalm, verses 13 to 15, is a call to the people. It says, circle the land through all its citadels, count its magnificent structures, so that you will be able to recall this greatness to the next generations. Tell them that God's connection to and protection of the land will never cease. He will guide us in it to eternity. So bu tzion v'hakifua sipru migdaleha. Shitu libchem l'chila pasgu emanotel l'man tesapru l'dor acharon. Ki ze Elohim Eloheinu olam v'ed hu yinagenu amut. The only questionable verse is verse 9. Why does it belong where it is placed? Compared to the previous verses, 1 to 8, which describe a miraculous event, this verse reverts to the beginning of praises of God. In the city of our God, God will preserve it. Compared to the subsequent verses, which call out to God, this verse makes an editorial comment. So what's the significance of verse 9, saying, just as we saw, so we heard? One might see Psalm 48 as a series of random statements about Israel, the land, and God. This is not the case. The Psalm is a progression. It contains a message that confronts our understanding of God's providence throughout the ages. Verse 9 is the key that unlocks the message in this Mizmor and the timeless message for all Jews. Verse 9 is the transition between God's actions towards his nation and his land, as described in the first 8 verses. The most important insertion of our own initiatives and actions in the second, verses 10 to 14, as well as the validation of rumors we have heard, now we have seen with our very eyes, that we will tell the future generations. The beginning of Psalm 48 describes God's control over his most precious earthly dwelling in the land of Israel, upon the mountain of Zion, on the summit of Tzafon, on the roof of the citadel, stands God, protector and guardian of this most cherished place. God, so to speak, stations himself in the palace over Jerusalem and protects it from harm. In this, he is Noda Lemizgad, known as its guardian. Amos Chacham offers a theory, later expanded by Nachum Sarna, that the epithet Tzafon in ancient times did not refer to a geographic location, but rather to a name used by ancient kings to identify the special abode of the highest god. This usage fits perfectly with the image of God being in the loftiest tower on earth, yet grounded in Mount Zion, thereby creating a link between heaven and earth, like Jacob's words. This is not anything less than the house of God, which is at the gates of heaven. The second half of the psalm begins with verse 9, which an important change in tenor and person. The verse introduces us. Kasher shamanu kein ra'inu, that which we heard, we've seen in God's city. As the children of Israel, this land is our land, promised to us by God himself. But why are we included in the psalm? The psalm compels us to yearn for and ultimately actualize our dreams to return to Israel and inhabit God's holy city. This personalized inclusion of our perspective on God's presence leads naturally to our speaking to God, stating, we imagined your kindness, diminu Elohim chastecha, now we must experience it directly. As a result of the realization in verses 9, 10, 11, verses 12 to 14 call on the Jewish people, certainly those in the land of Israel around Mount Zion, and perhaps those not yet there, to rejoice in the land. Encircle it. Make sure it is ours. Count our towers. Look out from the peaks. In other words, take the steps required for the world to see that the land belongs to us and we have returned to it. The final verse sums up the entire process. Kizeh Elohim Elamed Huyina Hagenu Almut, for this God, the guardian of the land and its holy mountain, is our God for eternity. He will show his love and protection for his people as they join him on this land for eternity. He will guide us and protect us from danger, for Israel and Jerusalem are the only security for the Jews. Psalm 48 is chosen as the psalm to be recited at the end of the morning prayer on Mondays. Why? In times of danger and peril in the land of Israel, every Monday we are reminded of our special link to Eretz Yisrael and the great responsibility that goes with it. It is our duty to acknowledge God as the guardian of the land he promised Abraham, our forefathers. At the same time, we must recognize our individual responsibility to go to Israel, live there, encircle Zion, protect its borders, look out from its peaks, and be able to tell its greatness for many generations to come.